Kirby and Josh.
You know what? It was a Monday, and we pretty good show for a Monday, I have to say.
And we've got to point out, Monday after a long weekend, it makes it a whole other level harder.
Monday after Herbie's been partying, more like it, wasn't it? You know?
Husky Herbs. Not too bad.
You were good.
Pipes are here.
I actually don't mind you when you're a bit dusty, because you're a bit calmer. Do you know what I mean? You're in your own head as opposed to being in my face.
Okay, so drink more.
That's a promo. Celeb game came back. Wasn't it weird, Angelina Jolie dating...
The Weeknd.
That's weird.
I don't know how long that one's going to last.
We asked for your thoughts on where the big thing should go. You can sign the petition, krock.com.au.
And somehow we've managed to get our hands on a Canberra's marketing campaign after they have topped the list of the most sleepable
city. Yeah, there's nothing going on there, is there? Plus, also, I hope Alan's getting in contact with us on Wally's, because...
we've created a challenge.
Yeah, and if that goes viral, I'm just saying that they should get us on board. At least give us an ad.
Exactly.
Some cash, potentially. You can check it out all right now on the podcast.
A brand new list has just dropped, Josh, and this is one for worldwide. So a company named Lenstore has delved into 36 countries and tried to figure out which countries and which cities within those countries people have the best and worst sleep.
Oh, right. Okay.
Very important, your sleep.
Didn't know that it would be a certain thing to do with a city. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just thought it just depended on the person.
Well, it's quite interesting. So to delve into it, they worked out which cities have the best and worst by looking at the average temperature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it's a real hot night,
that's true.
I hate that.
Aircon.
Humidity levels, nightlight noise issues, light pollution.
Well, that makes sense. I guess if you're in New York City, there's going to be a lot of light, isn't there? Yeah.
Air quality, that I guess would help.
Yeah, for sure.
And they've even gone into online searches from that city of people searching for sleeping pills.
Oh, right, okay.
So, like, it's not just, you know, a brief little research they've done here.
They've just dropped a pin? Yeah, we'll go with them.
They've actually looked into it. And if you go to the worst cities in the world for sleep, number one, Washington, D.C.
Jeez.
Busy place.
Yeah, right. Well, they're all the politicians and...
Budapest, San Jose, Santiago, lots of busy places there.
Yeah, big cities, gotcha.
Best cities in the world for sleep, though.
Yeah.
You've got Jerusalem, gorgeous place. That's number four. Luxembourg.
Okay.
Beautiful. Vienna, number two.
That's a beautiful place.
Can understand why they're getting some good sleep over there. Number one might shock you, Josh.
Where?
Canberra. Here in Australia. Good old ACT.
Yeah, I just really don't think of Canberra as a city. I just really don't.
It's your first issue with it.
Well, it's not, you know, like the ACT, it's just like... yeah.
It's a little interesting.
It's what have they got?
What have they got?
Like Canberra. No one would visit it if they didn't have to.
That's the thing. No one would. Because it's been released today that they have got the best sleep in the world, we've actually managed to get our hands on their brand new marketing campaign, which will be launched tonight.
Right. To get people to visit. Mm. Let's have a listen then, shall we?
Australia. It's known for many things. Sydney has the Harbour Bridge, Northern Territory has Ayers Rock, and Bells Beach is home to one of the biggest surfing comps in the world. Here in Canberra, we have none of that. So, if you like nights out like you'd find in Melbourne, a brand new stadium like in Perth, or a yacht race that finishes in Tassie, skip on by, because here in Canberra, we literally have nothing. So much so that we're the world's best city for quality sleep. We're talking 8 uninterrupted hours of sleep that new parents dream about. There is legitimately nothing to wake you up, because the pubs and clubs, yep, we don't have them. So, if you're planning a trip and want nothing but a good kip, come by the nation's capital, Canberra. Boring as batshit. Endorsed by ScoMo. From Canberra.
Yeah, open up the borders.
Please.
Kirby and Josh at K-Rock 95.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 95.
Celebrity. Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean.
Star.
Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly.
Famous.
Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire.
V.I.P.
Eddie Davis, DiMaggio.
The Celebrity Game.
So today's theme is couples with big age gaps.
Yes.
This is off the fact that Angelina Jolie looks like she's dating The Weeknd.
This shocked both you and me.
I just didn't know that those two would match up.
Mm.
She's a bit strange ever she's since not, she
yeah.
told me about how she kissed her brother on the lips.
Multiple times
Multiple
she's done
times,
it.
Just
in public too.
A bit odd.
Yeah. But do you know what?
Each to their own.
Yeah.
moving on though. We'll so see. Bit of an age gap between the two of them. He's 36, she's 51.
Yes.
So these are celebrities that, bit of an age gap.
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to think, yeah, they're always in the headlines too. And age gap shouldn't really matter.
No, I don't think so.
But it's always a talking point, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. It's just another factor,
yeah.
isn't it? All right, first celebrity, here we go.
On this one thing, right? You're the person on the screen. You're the person who's like the talent, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm, any clue?
Huge actor back in the day, not so much now. She's in lots of movie franchises. Blonde hair. Dating a musician who's also got a brother that looks like him.
I'm going with... Oh, okay, Cameron Diaz.
It is. Congratulations.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes. Oh, it feels good to get one right.
Well done.
Never do.
next celebrity.
Okay.
Big age gap here.
They had the hell hole back then. Up there where you stand and it was spinning a circle and you press it to the wall. Then afterwards you throw up.
Is it a singer?
No, it's not.
It's an actor.
It's a comedian.
Oh, golly goodness. Got it
he
wrong.
Was in a lot of movies though.
He was in a lot of movies because I'm going to Kevin Hart, but it's not Kev.
No. Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Oh. Mm.
Big age gap there.
Is he? How old is he?
It depends which wife you go to.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Next one, celebrities dating someone with a big age gap.
I vaguely remember that I was either, it was their first store, and the couple that owned the company were still there.
He's older.
He is older. He's in his 70s. There's a 22-year age gap between him and his partner. It's a movie franchise. He's been in a lot of big ones.
Is he got an ex? What?
Potentially.
Oh,
he is in a movie franchise that you refuse to watch as well, I think.
Lord of the Rings?
No.
Star Wars. Harrison Ford.
It is, babe.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, I won't watch that anytime soon.
Yeah, yep. Indiana Jones as well is the other one that you refuse to watch.
I just don't have time. There's too many of
yeah,
them.
Fair.
You know?
Fair, cool. Last one. Let's see if we can go three from four.
Mine, and they came into the bar one night, and they had apparently been kicked out of the apartment they were in, and I needed some extra dough.
His ex-wife actually had a relationship where she was dating someone very young too.
Oh, is it? I'm thinking of his ex-wife, what's her name, dated Ashton Kutcher, correct?
I don't know.
Correct. It's bloody Bruce. It's Bruce.
Bruce Willis.
Brucey.
Congratulations.
Woo!
Well
oh,
done.
Yeah.
On fire.
Are you? How? What's you know, the age difference between you and Kat?
18 months.
I was going to say 18 years. It's like, geez, one of you's looking great.
No, it's me.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We know people love their pets, Herbie.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
You included?
Yes, I do. But I think this one's over the top. I think this is probably a bit of a stretch. Now, I know people like to dress their dogs up.
So many dogs on Instagram these days that have their
Very
little outfits.
Cute.
The tool dog. The local
yeah,
tool
that's
dog
right.
who's got his little tool belt.
But one pet owner has paid close to $400 to make a unique 5-foot-long scarf made out of their dog's hair.
No, they haven't.
Yeah. So, that, you know those Samoyeds? The big fluffy white dogs?
Yes.
Yep, she got two of them, and then basically she's made a scarf from it.
No.
Which is...
disgusting.
It's a bit weird, don't you think?
It's not okay.
I mean...
it's wrong.
It's soft. I get it. But I just feel like, you know,
it's a lot of hair, too.
It's a lot of hair. The scarf does look quite good. I'll give her that. I'll flip this round. Sorry. I don't know that's working
Yeah,
for
it's
you.
A little fashionable. I
it
get
is,
that.
You know,
but also, if you told someone
odd?
About it.
It is odd.
No way. But do you know what? You said that that's a weird thing and up there with the weirdest. Mm. Mate, you're a weird dog owner.
Yeah.
You, oh. Well, first off, the secrecy around the dog park.
You just want to know. You just want to know.
Because you
it is.
Will not tell anyone no. the dog park you go to, which I just think is bonkers in itself. And
group,
I've actually...
The group doesn't want anyone else to come.
Oh, you're not that great, mate. Neither are your dogs. But let's run through some more things.
Okay.
Do you... This is okay. Make you a weird dog owner. Call your dog by a nickname more often than you use their actual name.
Yes, I do that.
What are their names?
Well, there's Sally and Greta.
Yeah,
but I call it Greta Spaghetti.
Of course he does. Do you lie on the floor to see what they will do if you fainted?
Yes.
Do you do a photo shoot of your dog every time they fall asleep?
I've got a lot of photos because Greta has a derp tongue. Feels like her tongue's hanging out when she's sleeping.
And no one cares. Except
okay.
You.
It's cute.
Okay. Ding yourself. Do you? I already know the answer to this one. Do you hold their paws because the paw pads are all squidgy? You do.
I like to hold their hands.
Do you feel upset when your dog sits next to someone else?
So I get cut when Sally, because normally Sally always sits on me. But if he chooses cat, whatever, he's not allowed to come near me.
I hope for my sake, your sake, your daughter Georgie's sake, that this last one you do not have something for.
Okay.
Do you make up songs about your dog?
No, I don't. But I have written books about the dog.
About your dog. Mate,
yeah, there's two books. Silly Sally.
Silly.
And it's a great book.
You're not an author.
And Greta Spaghetti.
No. And no one's reading them. Get a life and stop thinking your pets are the best. Okay.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Geelong's big thing.
Big Mac truck.
Sign the petition now, krock.com.au.
Yeah, look, we've got the petition online at the moment, krock.com.au. We are about a third of the way there, so we still need to get 1,000 signatures. That's what we're aiming for.
That's right.
That's the number that we need.
But I tell you what, when you do sign the petition, you can just sign your name, which many people have, but then there is an option to give a little message, Josh, and a lot of people writing in some very nice and lovely messages.
Oh, that's good.
Someone has said... Ford, major in every way in Geelong for almost 109 years. Celebrate it and mourn the loss. Bring on the big Ford.
That's great. That's
love
good to
that.
Hear. Because we wanted to dive into the history of Geelong, didn't we?
That's it. Another person said, it would be fantastic. We are so into big things in Australia. Anything that would attract visitors to our great town is a great thing.
I think so too.
And that's the thing. We've missed out on tourism, for 2 years, really.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is just going to inject it back into the community.
And because think about it, some people might just stop past Geelong and go to the Great Ocean Road. And what we want them to do is stop in Geelong and then, you know, spend some money here.
Oh, yeah.
And then go and do the Great Ocean Road if you want.
Make your way down there.
Absolutely.
Stop here first. There is one little issue, though, Josh.
Yeah.
We don't know where we're going to put it.
That's right. So, like, a lot of people will think, oh, you just do it at the Ford factory.
Mm.
But, look... You know, we've all been there a lot of us have been there for our injections recently.
I think...
It's not really the spot.
I think... I don't hate it, but for me, you need a place where people can easily stop, just pop into, get their photo, and it's not going to be hard.
That's right. So, you don't want people just taking a left.
Yeah.
Straight away. We want to maybe go into the town somewhere.
That's what I'm... For me, I think maybe more around the foreshore.
Mm.
But again, it's Riverside, we're thinking big. Somewhere. We don't want a little ute. We want a big 1934 ute.
That's right. 52232955. Where are we going to put this thing? And I should say, anyone that calls the show this week, this is brilliant. Every week now, $150 voucher to a cut above family butcher, the best meat in town, direct to your door. $150 worth of meat as well.
That is great.
So
just
where
like
are we going to put it?
In the show.
That's where you think you want to go? The foreshore.
I think the foreshore.
It's simple, yeah.
I don't know. Where are you thinking?
I don't know.
We need help.
52232955. Where should the big thing go? Everyone into the draw for that voucher as well.
Geelong's big thing.
Big Mac truck.
Sign the petition now. krock.com.au.
1,000 signatures is what we need, but we also need to know where we're going to put it.
I know.
Where's the spot?
It's going to be bloody big. So where can we put it? We've had a lot of suggestions come through at our Facebook page. Austin said Bunnings North Geelong car park where Ford Engineering was there before.
Oh.
Get a snag while you're looking at the big ute.
That's not a bad idea.
I don't mind that. We've got Gary in Drysdale. Where do you think we should put the big ute?
Yeah, look, I reckon it's got to be at the old Ford factory.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, like, take a bit of the place away, build a little road off that people can pull in. You can have a grassed-off area for a picnic area around it, and you can have the ute in the middle of that.
See, that's an idea. Yeah. I was just thinking, like, where are you going to put it now? You know, where are you going to factor it in? But that's
is this someone who's given it thought, Josh?
Yeah.
Gary knows what's up.
Gary, get the hold there. That's brilliant. Love that one. Stacey, where are you thinking?
I reckon it should be at Eastern Beach. You've got that nice big park there, massive car park. You got the beach with the walkway, and then if you continue up along the road, you can go into Geelong along the beach, and it's just all sightseeing.
Oh, see, that's
great. Do you think, that's true, because there's a lot going on in Eastern Beach, though, isn't there, already? Because you've got the wheel, and you've got all the bollards everywhere, and then you've got the,
Christmas,
because you could have that at the start, maybe. Mm. I don't know. That's not a bad idea either, because you want people going past it too, don't you?
That's it. And I don't mind the suggestion there of the foot traffic then coming into Geelong to spend up a bit more.
That's what we want.
Money,
good idea,
Stacey.
Love that. Both of you hold the line. Both into the draw for that voucher as well to Cut Above Family Butcher, the best meat in town, direct to your door. $150 worth, which is insane. But keep the suggestions coming. We'd love to hear from you. Sign the petition, though, krock.com.au. We want that.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On KROQ 955.
A very observant walker has spotted something while on one of their walks down in Melbourne.
Yeah, right, okay.
No, in lockdown, that you're really observant on your walks these days because it's all you've got at the moment.
And also, it's not as busy, is it? So you're probably observing more things than you normally would because you're always just looking at a lot of people or trying to look away from a lot of people.
Exactly. Oh, they're looking
eyes
at me.
Down, eyes down, quick.
Or you're looking at the sky for some reason. Oh, what's up there?
Or you know when you're like, ponder? Like, oh, maybe if I just pretend to think about something, they'll think I'm doing
it. Just avoid eye contact at all costs.
Yeah, good.
And so for this person, they were walking along and they noticed in someone's house that something was already lit up, and they had to do a double take and go, hang on, this person has already got their Christmas tree up with lights and tinsel on.
Jeez, that's early.
We are 89 days away from Christmas. Like, that is too early for that.
You're bored, aren't you?
You must be.
Or they are lazy and they haven't taken it down.
True. I've even seen it, like, Woolies or Coles or any of the shops, their decorations yet.
Yeah, no, because they'll be waiting for Halloween because, you know, they do that quick pump. And then I know a lady at work's waiting for Halloween to be over so she can put her Christmas tree up. She's waiting for the 1st of November.
It's just too early for me.
Yeah, for sure.
People do love Christmas. And the tallest Christmas tree actually is in America, Josh. It's 161 feet tall.
Is that the Times Square? What? No.
It's in Idaho.
Oh, right.
And the star that's placed on top is 10 feet tall.
Oh, geez.
That's massive. It's massive. Around Christmas time, 28 sets of Legos are sold every second.
Good gift.
That's a great gift.
It's a good gift.
We've all played with Lego. Oh, you know Bing Crosby's White Christmas?
Who doesn't know?
How good is this?
Love of white.
It's a classic.
Right, you know?
You've got to love it. And a lot of people have. It is the best-selling Christmas song, with more than 50 million copies sold around the world.
Oh, wow. Geez, his family are...
They're doing well.
They're doing all right.
But out of all the Christmas songs, I wouldn't have thought that would be the biggest.
What would have been yours?
Probably Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
More modern time, I guess.
Yeah.
But then this one, it's a bit shocking, to be honest.
Okay, I love it. End on a high. Here we go.
It's sort of like reality hitting you in the face.
Okay.
Because you know how the average adult should consume... on average, 2,000 calories.
Well, that's what they say. Yeah. Give or take.
On Christmas, if you are having, you know, the turkey, ham, the dressing, potatoes, sides, desserts, always get a roll with a bit of butter in it to the gravy.
There's always a bit, yeah. A
couple of drinks.
Pudding.
I do love pudding. One can eat more than 7,000 calories at Christmas. The average goes up by 5,000. That is unbelievable.
Oh, I thought it was zero.
Calories don't count.
Oh, Christmas. Christmas. Oh,
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Look, we all love, do you fan tomato sauce? I was about to say we all love it, but I'd say a lot of people would, it's always on everything.
I love it. Love it. And it stresses me out when I see someone eating a pie or a sausage and they've opted the no sauce. I don't think I can actually trust that kind of person.
It's crook. It is crook. So do you remember, so this Heinz has come out with this weird invention, right? Which I just don't think it's very useful at all. So you know, do you remember the old sachet packets that you could get at maybe, I think Macca's used to have them with like the sauce and the mustard.
And
you tear it and you sort of squeeze it out.
At the footy I remember getting some of them.
Yeah, back in the day.
Never enough as well.
Until the genius came out with that click one that you just sort of
the popper.
Push. Yeah, that's brilliant. Anyway, so apparently it must still be a big thing in the US because Heinz has come out with this new sauce squeezer. It's a ketchup packet squeezer. Sort of looks like, you know, when you've got a flat battery and you put the car connector cables on?
Jumper leads,
that's the one. Sort of looks like that, but it sort of squeezes the Heinz packet out. And I just thought, not really useful. I mean, a bit of branding, but how many people are going to be lining up to get a Heinz packet squeezer?
Your fingers? You can put the packet in between your fingers and then from one end drag it through
exactly.
And push the
sauce.
That's what
I'm saying. It is...
That's what I do with my toothpaste.
Yes. Or at least roll it up even. Yeah. You know, there's plenty of ways
you
to do it.
You do not need a contraption to do that.
You don't. Still not the worst invention out there. And these are legitimate inventions that people have come up with that they thought they're going to make it big.
Okay.
You know? They one's called the nose stylus. So this is basically you can have a long nose like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
But it's to help you flick your phone. So... instead of using your hands, which it's already in your hand, you can use your nose.
You're using your nose.
You can use your nose just to get,
That is so stupid.
Work on those neck muscles.
And for someone to come up with that,
yeah.
Like what is going through their head at that time that they think, I've done it?
Metal detector sandals. Now, I actually think that's brilliant.
See, I don't know why that's on the dumb list. That would be fun. Imagine going across the beach with your sandals. Beep,
that's
beep,
right.
Beep, 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 beep.
Eventually find something.
You'd hope.
Okay, maybe that one's all right.
Are they fashionable?
Well, it's just sort of like a Birkenstock with a big...
metal plate.
Yeah, that's right. now, Mr. My Freeble. So this could actually work now that I think about it. Maybe it's not that dumb. Because obviously we're going through COVID. You can't hold people's hands. So you basically have one each. So I'd have one, you have one. And every time I squeeze it, your one would vibrate. Or or shine a different colour, and then you'd know that I'm holding your hand from the other side of the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Just so that I'm thinking of you, I'm just holding your hand. Not that weird. I'd hold your hand to begin with. But if we were exploring that option as friends down the track.
Josh, that's not happening.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Debbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
Ah, Josh. History lesson a little bit today.
Gets you excited, doesn't it?
Oh, we love it.
Looking back in history, seeing what's
That's
happened.
Right. What events are on, or who was born today.
Obviously not a lot going on history-wise then, was there?
Wasn't too much.
No, okay.
But there's a few celebs with their birthdays today.
Wow.
And so all
27th
you have...
of the 9th, popular day. Oh, do we not learn that September's very popular for birth dates, isn't it? I think most people are born in September.
Yeah, it was the other Friday was the most popular. Makes sense. Anywho, today we've got three celebs. You just have to work out whose birthday it is.
Okay.
This person is a female and is turning 49 today.
Okay.
They have a connection to this song.
Okay. So is it Head Lady of Goop? Gwyneth Paltrow?
It is. Well done. You got that so good.
Great song. Coldplay. Alrighty.
I love that they're still...
Friends? Yeah, that's right.
Went to each other's weddings. How nice is that?
Oh, that's weird.
Got to love that. Okay, not for Josh.
No, not at all. Next one.
Next person's turning 74 today.
74?
Yeah.
Oh, who is that? Can I have a listen?
You can have a bit more.
Oh, it's
Meatloaf.
Yes.
Should have said grand final.
Well,
that would have given it away.
Yeah. Best worst performance of all.
Well, people saying the Birds of Tokyo were bad. I didn't think they were that bad.
No, they weren't. They weren't Meatloaf.
No,
that was, he was a shocker.
Yeah.
And then the last person, she is turning 37 today. You can go a bit more. Life's like this.
Come on.
Get yourself to the chorus and then you'll love it. 37.
Oh, it's Avril Lavigne.
Yes, Josh.
There we go. I needed a voice. Oh, she's a legend.
Isn't she? Did you write this or Skater Boy as her biggest track?
What's that song? I like her other ones, like Hot. You know that one? Is that a song? Did she write that? I'm getting confirmation from Louis Zacker from the newsroom. Hot's the song we're looking for. Okay. I'll play it to you.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It is school holidays at the moment. People are trying to come up with new things that you can do to help kill time.
Yep.
Not just with school holidays. I think just in life we've exhausted all avenues, haven't we?
That's
with
right.
All the lockdowns. Which is why you and I have come up with a brand new challenge. The Allen's Snake Challenge.
The snake stretch is what we're calling it.
Snake stretch. That's right. You may have heard of Minties. And how people used to rip the wrappers.
As long as you could. You try to go as thin, remember? It's too long.
It's too long, and also, that's old news.
That's right.
It's been done.
Who likes Minties? Well, Minties are still pretty good, actually. I'm not going to ever go up Minties.
No, they're good, but the challenge is done. We're on to the next, and this is what it is. Basically, you get an Allen's snake, which are delightful, may I add. This is not sponsored.
It could
we're
be.
We're just big fans of Allen's
We're
snakes.
Throwing it out there, though. If Allen's does want to get in contact, we will sign up.
We will happily take it. But all you have to do is you try and stretch a snake as long as you can. They're around 14 centimetres.
That's right.
You can get some that are a bit smaller, so 12 to 14 centimetres, and then you just have to stretch it.
Rule is you can't break it, obviously, and you have to get as far as you can. So we had a go at it. I went first.
You did.
I got, I think, about 29 centimetres, thereabouts.
Mm.
Really wanted to get over the 30 centimetre ruler.
I reckon it is definitely possible.
Well, that's what you threw out because when you lost with your 28 centimetre effort or whatever, you're like, I'm pretty sure my last one was 33 centimetres, even though we never measured it.
But it did look big. Tell you what, it's a competitive little challenge, and I reckon Allen's is going to be all about it. I mean, I've messaged them on Facebook because you may not know this, but I'm friends with them.
Oh, okay.
I've messaged them before, actually.
What for?
Well, because, you know, the retro party bag?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah. I had one of them once, and obviously the highlights of the bag is the racing cars.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not one racing car in the bag.
Devastating.
And so I had to let them know that this issue had happened, not because I was upset with them, but more concerned for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just reached out, shared them a picture of it, told them how I'm obviously Allen's over Natural Confectionery.
Yeah.
And they replied. They're happy with it. They said, yes, we pride ourselves on making the yummiest treats. We're so sorry this happened to you. And guess what?
What?
$10 voucher.
$10 voucher.
Hey, big dog.
You messaged them wrong again.
Yeah, I've hit them up again. I said, I've said, hi, Allen's, me again.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It could be.
It could be, absolutely.
It's quite hot.
So this won't get your thoughts on the daily topic. So it could be stuff that's in the news, stuff I've noticed that you've done, or just anything that's going on,
okay.
Really. Yeah for yes. Kicking off with this one. Being an influencer.
I say I mean, look what they're doing. They're putting up a few posts and getting paid a lot of money for it. It seems quite nice.
Everyone would want to be an influencer. Yeah. Please. I mean, if you're open to sharing your life.
That's it. You've got to be very open.
And you'd want something that's good, though. Like, if you're doing, like, a travel blog.
Yes.
One of those ones where you can do something.
Because they get a lot of free stuff. Just by followers.
And money.
Unbelievable.
Cash.
How's the world these days, you know?
It's incredible.
Who would have thunk it?
Anyway, they're asking for more money because basically
more?
Freelance influencers are saying that there's no real – people can take advantage of them for what they do. I think anyone in that sort of arts and media type thing always thinks that they're probably getting taken advantage of.
But hang on, you're getting free stuff, so just pipe down a little
right,
bit.
That's right. You know? I guess it depends if you're getting ripped off.
But what are you getting ripped off?
Basically, there should be contracts with bigger companies based off how many likes you get is how much you get paid.
Yeah, and three ads will give you the teeth whitening stuff, you
know? That's right, you know.
So you don't want to pop up a lot.
yeah, exactly right. Oreos.
Yeah, nah. I don't love them. I really don't. I think because I went to Bali one time. I think it was Bali, and at the airport they had lots of – and we stocked up on them.
Just and because?
And I think I've binged myself out of them.
Not my favourite biscuit either.
No.
I'll have one. If they're there.
I'm not going to say no.
No, exactly
but
right.
But I'm not buying them.
Some are going for $15,000 at the moment.
An Oreo.
Yeah, that's right, because they've got Pikachu or like Pokemon stamps on them, essentially.
What is with Pokemon?
Biggest franchise ever, really, isn't it?
It always gets a good price to it. No matter where it is, look at it's on a cookie. This is ridiculous.
That's right, Pokemon Go. But some of them are up there for $100,000. But if you're buying an Oreo for $100,000, you deserve to lose that money.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? It's just so silly. Having a festival at a graveyard.
Yeah, nah. No, thank you. I'm not one to be really scared of graveyards, but I just think a festival's where you're supposed to make lovely memories, dance around, it's always happy. But being surrounded by, well, dead people, no thanks.
And dancing on them. I don't know about that. So a beer festival has been branded disgusting for doing it. So basically they were having beers off of tombstones and gravestones and using them as tables.
Yeah, nah.
And pouring pints, which is a bit weird.
See, it's not respectful, is it?
It's not. And I just like, you know, we talk about the spirit world sometimes. We have Lindy Gunston on.
Oh, yeah.
It's free. And I just don't want to risk it. You know, I don't want to risk being haunted as I leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's up for me.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.